Well, Lord willing, next month Pastors Hank and Mary Nuwola will be back with us. They'll continue their work on this road signs segment. You'll just have to put up with me as I try to fill in this month. Now, you can be praying for Mary as she's recovering from important surgery and for Hank as he tends to the matters of home and family. Now, I thought I had a great road signs segment lined up, and in fact, I had it all prepared to record. But as I was on my way back from Fall River, Mass., I pulled into a rest area here on 95 South, just over the Connecticut state line, and I had a sudden thought about all of the scales that I went past today. Every one of them were closed from the time that I left Hartford this morning, went up to Boston, came on down through Woonsocket and Providence, and down to Fall River, and finally, back here into Connecticut. All day long, every day on the road, you're going to hear drivers keying up their microphones and asking the big question.
What's that you can have to do?
Now every driver wants to hear the same thing.
It's all locked up. Ain't nobody home.
Nobody wants to go across those scales, even if it's just because they don't want to pull off the highway and lose their forward progress. But then again, some drivers know that if they had their logbooks checked, which is always a possibility, they'd be in trouble because they don't have their logs in order. But if the lights to that chicken house sign are flashing and it tells you got to pull into the scale, well, guess what? You got to pull into the scale. There's no way around it. You're going to have to drive across the scales and be weighed. If your load isn't balanced right, or you're overweight, they're going to turn that red light on and send you around. Now, you might get a chance to slide your axles and go back over the scales again, or you might get a fine. I've heard different stories from different states. But one thing is certain beyond a doubt. You can try to argue with the officer. That's true, it's not a good idea. And despite your best argument, the DOT scales are going to rule the day. And you are going to slide your axles or lighten up that load somehow. Because their scales are calibrated, checked, and certified. They're just. Now, the final authority is unquestionable. You can try to say otherwise, but in the end, they're going to tell you that their scales are fair and balanced. They're just. Therefore, their determination of your weight is just. And like I said, somehow, some way, you're going to have to shift that load or lighten it up. But did you know that God has scales too? It's true. If you go to Proverbs 16:11, you can read all about it. It says the Lord's scales are just and balanced. In fact, if you look into Proverbs 11:1, you'll find that the Lord says He hates an unbalanced weight, but He loves a just weight. When the Lord turns on the flashing lights to His scale house, there's no getting around it. We're going to pull up and we're going to be weighed. He's looking to see if we're unbalanced, if the load of sin that we're carrying is overweight. Now, you can't win an argument with Him either. His scales are just and balanced. You can't slide that weight around to balance things by yourself, and you can't lighten the load up by yourself. That's where God's Son, Jesus, comes to the rescue. If you turn your load over to Him, He'll instantly lift that weight of sinful nature and send you on your way. He's already paid the fine. He's ready to turn on the green arrow and point you on your way back to life's highway. Your job is to invite Jesus to take the load of sin away. Thank Him for it, and continue to trust Him to guide you safely all the way into eternity. From the book of Job, we see this verse, which is the spiritual attitude we need to have. There it says, "Let me be weighed in the balance, so that God will know my integrity." So what do you think? If the lights were flashing for you to pull over to that big chicken house in the sky today, what would God's scale say?
Bone ties and sweet buns I can handle. I can fly through potholes and loose gravel. Go 90 miles an hour with no headlights in the dark. 'Cause the Lord has got His hands upon the wheel of my heart. Roll down the window, let the Spirit go. Turn up the music on God's radio. Jesus is driving, put the pedal to the floor. Yeah. store, because the Lord has got a finger on the wheel. Everything about it is real. My life will never be some more, because the Lord has got his finger on the wheel of my heart. Dead ends won't stop and slow me down. Upon the wheel of my heart, the Lord has got his hands upon the wheel.